Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me, it's coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me, renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be
praises shall continually be in my mouth. Blog Talk Radio, July 23rd, 2022. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers. And we honor Dr. Elder Marie Carey on this morning, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled lesson on today, so let's get right into it. Announcements. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send that donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And to those who have sent in a donation, thank you. Your donation is well appreciated. Let's continue to keep Dr. Carey and her family in our prayers during this time of bereavement. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this new year. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584 or email amazinggraceministries@gmail.com. That's capital A, Amazengrace, gmail.com. And we're on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning. And we have an exciting lesson, so please tune in. And to connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtara.com/s/12125403. Now, many think that when God comforts us, our hardships go away. But if that was always the case, people will turn to God only to be relieved of pain and not for the love for him. We must understand that comfort also means receiving strength, encouragement, and hope to deal with our hardships. It seems that the world we are living in is under attack. Satan has taken the opportunity to attack us all. But the Bible tells me no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. It did not say that it wouldn't form. It said it wouldn't prosper. It tells me that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, Satan is trespassing on holy territory. Hallelujah. So I take comfort in knowing that God is with me. Let's get into the word. The theme for this month of July is I have got a promise. The lesson for this third Saturday in July is the God who is more than enough. How many of us know that God is more than enough? And it's interpreted El Shaddai. Genesis 15, 13 through 14. And I'll be reading from the King James Version. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Exodus 12 and 40. Now the sojourn of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. Genesis 17 and 1. And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. I have some definitions. When you say more than, it's comparative of much use with mass nouns, a quantifier meaning greater in size or amount or extent or degree, more land, more support, more rainfall, more than a gathering. When you say enough, enough is a noun, a sufficiency, a quantity which satisfies desire, is adequate to the want, or is equal to the power of ability, as he had enough to take care of himself, enough. An exclamation denoting sufficiency, being a shortened form of it is enough. Interpret it. Explain, it explains the meaning of information, words, or actions. Some synonyms are to explain, expound, claim. When you say understand, understand is an action, mood, or way of behaving as having a particular meaning or significance. Our introduction. In 1982, Amy Grant made the song El Shaddai famous. Though written by Michael Card and Joe Thompson, for Card's 1981 debut album, the God-honoring song is more strongly associated with Grant. As she sang Age to Age, You're Still the Same by the Power of the Name, she magnified God Almighty, the wonderful El Shaddai. El Shaddai, Shades of Meaning. There's a considerable debate surrounding the name of Shaddai. The various possibilities are shades of meaning that gives us greater understanding of who God is and what he does. The most common interpretation of Shaddai means is mighty, and El Shaddai means translated to God Almighty. Coinciding with this, one suggested root meaning of El Shaddai is the overpower, meaning God will do what he purposes to do, overpowering all opposition. Some interpret Shaddai as sufficient. And God is the all-sufficient one. Either interpretation, mighty or sufficient, works for me because the Almighty is God who is enough. He is more than sufficient to meet any need. He is power and provision in great compassion. He sustains, nourishes, and protects me. He takes my weakness and gives me strength. He takes my inadequate resources and in his sufficiency uses them for great and powerful purposes. How is God mighty? I want to focus on Shaddai as almighty. What does God is almighty look like in practical terms? The most obvious expression of God's might is as the creator. He is the maker of all things in the universe, including humans. Let's just say that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Read that John 1 and 3. All things were created through the Lord's power and for him. Think of great construction worker that you know and the beautiful things that they build. God is infinitely a better construction than that. Hebrews 3 and 4 says it in this way, the builder of all things is God. God's might is far beyond ours because he is eternal, the everlasting God, from before time and into the timeless future. He is the everlasting King of heaven, and as the sovereign God, he is answerable to no one. God does great and awesome wonders, miracles. There is nothing too hard for him. He has unlimited power. He can even imagine an Al Shaddai can do. When the Lord God revealed himself to Abraham in Genesis 17 and 1, he used the Hebrew name El Shaddai, which the King James Version translates as Almighty God. Excuse me. El Shaddai is one of the seven covenant names through which God revealed himself to Israel. In Hebrew, El Shaddai means the all-sufficient one, or the God who is more than enough. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said to Abraham, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. Genesis 15, 13, and 14. 400 years went by. God came on the scene and spoke to Moses, his chosen one to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. But as they were leaving, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He went after the Israelites with his soldiers, intending to recapture them and make them his slaves again. In Genesis 17, when Yahweh revealed himself as El Shaddai, he exhorts Abram to go that extra mile in obedience, and then he will confirm his covenant with Abram of multiple descendants. Then I will confirm my covenant between me and you, and I will give you a multitude of descendants, Genesis 17 and 2. Yahweh goes on and elaborates on how he will bless Abram with fertility and multiple descendants, saying, because I will make you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you extremely fruitful. That's Genesis 17 and 5. Miracles after miracles. The children of Israel stood on the shore of the Red Sea crying, what are we going to do? The Egyptians were behind them, and the Red Sea was before them. And on one side of them was wilderness, and on the other side were mountains. The God who was more than enough spoke to Moses and said, stretch forth thy rod. When Moses did so, the water of the Red Sea parted long enough for the Israelites to cross over dry ground. They were delivered. When the Egyptian army attempted to follow, they drowned in the depths of the sea. Now, one modern preacher wrote, that wasn't much a miracle. That water was only ankle deep at the place where they crossed. When I read that, I thought, dear Lord, the poor simpleton think an entire army drowned in ankle deep water? It would have been a greater miracle for so many to drown in so little water. The issue is not that they drowned in ankle deep water. The point is that God divided the water, and Israel crossed over on dry land. It happened just as the Bible said. God divided the Red Sea. When the children of Israel arrived safely on the other side, the women got out their musical instruments and began to sing and dance. The song that the Spirit of God gave them said the depths were conjured in the hearts of the sea. Exodus 15 and 8. Exodus 15 and 8, the King James Version reads, and with the blast of thy nostrils, the water were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths was conjured in the heart of the sea. Conjured water becomes frozen water. God made the water to stand up on both sides like a wall. He froze it. The Israelites walked across the sea on dry ground. The word was spoken, and the water came together again. God is more than enough. Then when time stood still, once the children of Israel had reached Canaan land, they ran into other difficulties. One day, as they were fighting a critical battle against their enemy, it started to get dark as if night had fell, and they thought that they might lose the battle. Joshua, their leader, he prayed that the sun and the moon would stand still in the sky. That's Joshua 10 and 13. Joshua 10 and 13, King James Version, it reads, and the sun stood still and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Jasher of heaven? and hasted not to go down about a whole day. God stopped the entire universe because a man prayed. God can do that because he is the Almighty God, the all-sufficient one, the God who is more than enough. God is unlimited. Throughout the Old Testament, we see El Shaddai revealed himself in the lives of people, leaders, prophets, priests, and kings. We see Elijah praying on Mount Carmel, and the fire of God falling from heaven. We consume the sacrifice. The prophets of Baal were defeated, 1 Kings 18:17 through 40. We read about David's mighty men of war and think we were reading the exploits of supermen. Although they did extraordinary feats, they were not wounded or killed. They overcame their power of God was upon them. He is El Shaddai, even in the midst of war. Jesus revealed the Father. Coming over to the New Testament, we see Jesus appeared on the scene and declared, "He that has seen me has seen the Father," John 14 and 9. Jesus told the Jews, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." Then said the Jews upon him, "Though thou art not yet 50 years old and hast seen Abraham?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." John 8:58. God had revealed himself to Moses in the Old Testament as the great I am. Jesus was trying to tell the Jews, "I am that God. You are looking at God right now." The Lord Jesus demonstrated in his earth walk that he was the great God I am. He is more than enough. We see Jesus was attending a wedding with his mother in Cana of Galilee. Mary told him that the host had ran out of wine, and she instructed the servant that whatsoever he said unto you, do it. John 2 and 5. Jesus told them to fill water pots with water. "Draw out now and carry them to the governor of the feast." By the time they got there, the water had turned into wine. The governor exclaimed, "You saved the best to last." God is more than enough. God has not changed. So often we want to downgrade everything about the past. We say, "Oh, it was a wonderful way. It was a wonderful way back then. God could do mighty things back in those days." Or we want to skip over the present and talk about what it will be like when we get to heaven. Someday it'll all be over. One of these days we will leave this vale of tears. Here we wander like a beggar through the heat and cold. Things can be different now if we will believe God. Things will be different here if we will trust him. He is the God who is, not was or will be, but is. God is the all-sufficient one. He is not just the God of yesterday. He is the God of now. He didn't say, "I was El Shaddai," or "someday I will be the God who is more than enough." No. He said, "I am. I am El Shaddai." Thank God he is the Almighty God. He is all-sufficient one. He is the God who is more than enough. In conclusion, the Hebrew word for God Almighty is El Shaddai. The God who is more than enough, more than sufficient. It means that he has the power to complete promises of blessings and prosperity. Everything God does is over the top, more than enough, a surplus, superabundant, overflowing, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Let's pray. Lord God, in Jesus' name, we come humbly before your throne of grace. Lord God, before we begin to ask you for anything, just allow us to thank you for everything. Lord God, we thank you for who you are. You are truly the Lord of lords. You are the King of kings. You are the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the Alpha and the Omega. Lord God, you are the beginning and the ending, and we come to say thank you on this morning. Lord God, we thank you for waking us this morning, Lord God, with our minds looking towards coming to the blog talk to hear a word that you have sent. Lord God, thank you for your word, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, God. Oh, God, because you are more than enough. Thank you for giving Dr. Carey this word for today, God. Look on her, God, during this time as never before. Comfort Mom and Dad Carey, God. Let them know that Blog Talk Radio family is praying for her and the entire family. Then, Lord God, we ask you to just look on everyone, Lord God. Look on your people everywhere. God, look on my church family and the tragedy that took place on yesterday. The devil is a liar. And God, you is still in control, and you is the all-sufficient God. Look on Superintendent Dr. Byron Gibbs and Lady Gibbs, Lord God. Lead them in the path to go. Look on the whole household of faith. Look on Mother Marva today, Lord God. Mother Lucky, Mother Gibbs, God. Touch her body, God. Mother Garnett. Look on Mother Maxine and Mother Norman, God. Mother Christine Banks in Texas, God. Look on David and Nori in Iowa. Pat in Indiana, God. Look on Dad Ellis. All those that say, pray for me. Look on the listeners, God, one by one, name by name. Look on my children and grandchildren, all the saints' children and grandchildren, God. And then, God, we just asking you to do for us that which we can't do for ourselves, God. We're looking for you, Lord God. We're looking for you to stand on your promises, Lord God, because we're standing on the promises and we're looking for them to be fulfilled. And then, Lord God, just be with us. Be with us in everything that we say and do in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where your president and CEO is the elder Dr. Maria Carey, and your co-host is yours truly, Evangelist Rogers. Tune in next week, same time, and I will be returning. Remember, God is still in control. He is more than enough. He is the Almighty God. He is a man, amen. And then wear your mask, be mindful, and enjoy the remainder of your day.